Abu Zar radiallahu anhu is still narrating in his hadith, فَقَرَأَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ ثَلَاثَ مِرَارٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this three times. Three times Allah Pak won't speak to him, Allah Pak won't look at him, and Allah Pak won't purify him, and for him is a painful punishment. Three times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this. قَالَ أَبُو ذَرْ خَابُوا وَخَسِرُوا مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu replied that these people are destroyed, these people are ruined. Who are they, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Al-Musbil. First is that person that death, his garments hang below his ankles, allow his garments to flow to the ground. This is the first person. Can you imagine? So when ulama speak about these things, we should never think that these things are petty things. If they were petty, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam wouldn't have mentioned these things. So severe things, Allah Pak won't talk to this person, won't look at him, Allah Pak won't purify him in the painful punishment. So who is the first person? That person who drags his garments on the ground or below his ankles. Well, mannan. The second is that person that boasts about his achievements. He boasts about the favors that he did for people. He boasts about those things that he did, that I did so much and I went here and I did this. So these things a person is doing, whatever he's doing, khairat he's doing it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not doing it for any person. And he must keep reminding himself, if I'm going to expose it, then I'm going to destroy my own actions. I'm going to take away that sincerity that I had. I did it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let it be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْمُنْفِقُ سِلْعَتَهُ بِالْحِلْفِ بِالْحِلْفِ الْكَاذِبِ. And the third, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, is that person who tries and sells his goods with false goods. So what this person does, he tries and market his goods and sells his goods, taking false oaths. And I take an oath that this product is so good, this product is so nice. Well, sometimes you find that even people take an oath in the wrong quantities. People selling different types of items. If that, for example, that thing is weighing 480 grams, they market their 500 grams. Even the bottle that it is 1.8 liters, the person will put their 2 liters. Or if it is for toilet roll, for example, if it is only 300 sheets, sometimes they put in with 350 sheets, 400 sheets. So all these things, the person, if he takes an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just to sell and market his products, he is falling under this. It shows how dangerous it is. Even in our businesses, we got to be very, very careful of what we say, how we say, what we speak, because this has a very great repercussion on a person's iman. Today's hadith in Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, al-isbalu fil izari wal qamisi wal imama. من جر شيئا خيلاء لم ينظر الله إليه يوم القيامة. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that the flowing of the lower garment, the upper garment, qamis we explain, it starts from the shoulders till below the knees and above the ankles. That garment is called qamis. So the flowing of that garment, the upper garment, the lower garment, the turban, whoever drags these things out of pride, لَمْ يَنْزُلِ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ يُوبَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at the person on the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, we explain what it means. Allah Pak will not look at the person with the eyes of mercy, with the nazar of rahmah. Sometimes you might wonder, why is so severe? So severe it is, the person is just dragging it and his pride. But why this is so severe? Because pride, as we mentioned, this is something that is reserved solely and totally for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah Pak's prerogative. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has reserved وَلِلَّهِ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This is not for anybody else. And the opposite is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires humility for us. Bani Israel, the ulama of the Bani Israel, they had two qualities that prevented them from accepting the truth. They knew very, very well. They knew 100% that Islam was true. But two things that they had. They had the love of wealth and they had the love of their position. They had a big following. The ulama of the Bani Israel had a big following. So they were scared of losing that following and they were scared of losing wealth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the ayat of the Quran that wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. That seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance through sabr and salah. Wa innaha lakabiratun illa 'ala al-khashi'in. The salah also is difficult except of those people that have got this humility would focus. So now, humility is such a great action, such a love thing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we find that these people, that they had love for two things. They had love for position, and they had love for wealth. And what prescription Allah Pak is giving, is that get Allah Pak's assistance to combat these two things with what? With patience and with salat. Now, what is the relationship with patience and what the relationship is with salat? First thing Ulama explained is that a person has got patience and he has got that resistance. That resistance in him for haram. Something is tempting him. He's tempted to look at haram. He's tempted to do a deal that got involved in that involves haram. He's tempted to do some type of bribery. He's tempted to say something at the spur of the moment to somebody. He's tempted, but he's got that resistance in him. He's got that sabr in him. So that first thing that prevents him from doing that wrong is sabr. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this prescription of sabr. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use the prescription of salat? How does salat fit him? We understand that sabr will help a person. Because salat teaches a person to hold himself back from halal. Sabr teaches a person to hold back from haram. Salat teaches a person to hold back from halal. For example, a person is reading salat. It is halal normally for him to eat, but now because he's reading salat, even eating also becomes haram for him. A person normally, he can talk outside salat. If his family is there, he can talk. His friends are there, he can talk. But in salat now, he's restraining himself even from halal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that learn to restrain from haram and learn to restrain from halal. These things will help you. These two things will help you to overcome that greed you've got for that position and that greed that you've got for wealth. Then Allah Pa'a goes on further to say, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. That the salat also is very difficult except for those people who've got humble, who've got this humility in their hearts and they got their focus in their heart. So Allah Pa'a is telling us, teaching us that to even get salat in our life, we need to have this humility. This humility is something that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because when a person has got humility in his heart, then outwardly that humility demonstrates itself, it expresses itself in his actions. Now for him to perform his salah will become easy. Why? He's humbled himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now for him to do all the acts that are required of a person, now becomes easy because he's got this humility in his heart. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prescribing this. What a beautiful prescription. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of holding back, of restraining, of bringing that sabr in our life, bringing that salat in our lives, bringing that humility in our lives. All these hadiths we've seen recently are showing about pride, the different demonstrations of pride. Here, to combat that pride now, we need to bring that humility in our life. We need to bring that humble focus in our life. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And in fact, Allah Pak elevates a person very, very high because of humility. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. That person who lowers himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak will cause that person to ascend. Allah Pak will cause that person to rise. See the nose of the plane. The nose of the plane is down. If the nose of the plane was up, then the plane would never take off. Because it needed to lower itself before it got that altitude. So similarly, if we cut out that attitude and we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our gratitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us also that altitude. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and read plenty salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and come early for the Jummah salah. We should try and read Surah Kahf. Take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib. So most ulama say that this is the time wherein du'as are accepted. So therefore we should try and take advantage of the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. Tomorrow evening in Ashab al-Masjid, there's an important program taking place for the fikr of the Ijtima. We've got a special alim that is coming to give the talk. So all brothers are requested to try. Participate for that program also. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.